Good evening, everyone. It's good to see you. We're going to be found in prayer at midnight, and we'll close with a song on the screen. The main songs will be in Mission Praise, but the first one, 823 in Sankey, "Come ye that love the Lord and let your joys be known," and then we'll pray together. 823 in the Sankey. Father, we thank you indeed for the truth of that hymn. Lord, we're not stationary, we are not standing still. We are marching, and we're marching to a wondrous, wonderful, fantastic destination. And Lord, we pray that as we go through this dry and barren world, oh Lord, may we look up and see not where we've been like Lot's wife, nor where we are, but rather where we're going. Lord, in this short service of worship tonight, we pray that you would be pleased to join with us as you have said in your words. Heavenly Father, we pray that we might hear your word and rejoice therein. We pray that our worship might be acceptable to you. And Lord, as midnight approaches and we commend and commit this new year to you, we pray, Lord, that you'll give us a fresh confidence with which to face it. We ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's turn to the Mission Praise hymn book. If you turn to 307, we'll sing it through a couple of times, and then we'll go straight into 790. 307 and 790. Yeah, 790 isn't up there, but we are singing 790. 307. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad, he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad, he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad.
790.
You are the King of glory. You are the Prince of peace. You are the Lord of heaven and earth. You're the Son of righteousness. Angels bow down before you. Worship and adore, for you have the words of eternal life. You are Jesus Christ the Lord. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna to the King of kings. Glory in the highest heaven, for Jesus the Messiah reigns. You are the King of glory. You are the Prince of peace. You are the Lord of heaven and earth. You're the Son of righteousness. Angels bow down before you. Worship and adore, for you have the words of eternal life. You are Jesus Christ the Lord. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna to the King of kings. Glory in the highest heaven, for Jesus the Messiah reigns. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna to the King of kings. Glory in the highest heaven, for Jesus the Messiah reigns.
Amen. Amen. Do be seated. Wrote the Puritan General Wursley.
It is time for us to be looking out of this world, which grows old and is ready to vanish away. God is, by the brightness of his own discoveries, burning up the works thereof and establishing that new heavens and new earth where righteousness dwells. The creation hath sent up strong groans and hath long lain under bondage. The redemption thereof now draws nigh. We are the children of the last times, and upon us are the ends of the world come. Prophecies and promises which have been hid from ages and generations are now enriching us by their revealing and fulfilling in us. Arise and shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. It shall come to pass in the last days, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be set above the mountains and exalted above the hills. Now begins, be brought to pass the saying that is written, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. The church has long lain among the pots. God is giving her the wings of a dove, covered with silver, and her feathers of yellow gold. She has been conformed to Christ in his death, and has lain with him in the grave. She that has thus descended must also ascend. She that has suffered must reign. Since the mystery of iniquity began first to work, it has wrought most effectually and prevailed. Men and their traditions have been the unquestioned authority. The light and teaching of the Spirit in the Scripture has been forgotten, and stood like a sparrow upon the housetop, desolate and forsaken. We have said of the Spirit, as once that murmuring people said of Moses, up, make us gods that may go before us. For as for this Moses, we know not what is become of him. And in this mist of darkness, Satan hath conveyed himself in all deceivableness of unrighteousness, and made such a deluge among the face of the world, that till of latter years it has been in Elias his time, the true church and saints of God were not discernible, though doubtless in the darkest times reserved a small remnant to himself, who bowed not the knee to the idols of men's inventions, nor fell down before the throne of the beast. The reign of Antichrist has been long, and so taking, being beautified by the excellency and glory of flesh, that the whole world wondered after the beast. Whatever was prone and apt to deceive and bewitch the world, that hath he clothed himself withal, not only learning, wisdom, greatness, and power human, but whatsoever the gospel afforded outward, that has been given to him to carry captive into his own place, to that great city Babylon. There have ordinances and the letter of Scripture been brought into cruel bondage and made to fight against the Spirit, and a form of godliness to war against the power. He goes on to say that despite the deceit in the world, the gospel will triumph, and that the church of God, though she be despised and rejected, misunderstood, parodied, for all who are his people, they have the victory. Charles Worsley was a general who lived 300 or 400 years ago, but his words, I think, are still true. Before we have a time of open prayer, let's sing together 639.
Heavenly armor will enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. No weapon that's fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, strength to the Lord. When the power of darkness comes in like a flood, the battle belongs to the Lord. He's raised up a standard, the power of his blood. The battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. When your enemy presses in hard, do not fear. The battle belongs to the Lord. Take courage, my friend, your redemption is near. The battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord.
Amen. We'll have a time of open prayer, but I'm going to ask Sue if she'll read to us from God's Word.
I'm reading Psalm 34, the happiness of those who trust in God. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of all of them. He guards all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's have a time of open prayer. There will be a second one towards 12 where we'll commit the year to the Lord. Let's just spend some time praising our God, who is worthy of all praise.
Our gracious God and loving Father, we thank you that we're gathered here tonight. A year since this year began, and how quickly it's gone. I remember the words of Jacob, who at the end of his life said, few and evil had been his days. Lord, we feel that. The year's gone quickly, despite all that's gone on in the world and in our nation and in our own lives. And so much has been wrong. And Lord, we contributed to the wrong that there is in the world. And yet Jacob went on to testify that you have been faithful. Yes. Father, that is so true. You've kept us, you've looked after us, you've provided for us, you've given us health and strength, you've given us the desire to be in a place of worship, to be in a situation where we're praising you and giving you thanks. Lord, you've been a good God to us. You always are a good God, but you've lavished your goodness and grace and mercy upon us, and we bless you for that. Father, for every token of your grace toward us, we thank you. For forgiveness, for the Holy Spirit himself who indwells us, for your guidance and your protection, for the way, Lord, that you've kept us when perhaps evil would have assailed us and we weren't even aware of it, and how you've picked us up when we've fallen, and when we've felt the burden, the heaviness of disappointment, and when situations have made life very difficult for us, Lord, we do bless you that you've been there, and you've led us and held us up and kept us going. Lord, we thank you for all of this. Yes. Lord, we bless you that 2,000 odd years ago the Lord Jesus came into the world, but we thank you that whatever time it was, by his Spirit, you came into our hearts and lives, and you made us yours. You wrote us in the Lamb's Book of Life. We were adopted into your family. We were given eternal life. We were given the security that lasts for all eternity. Lord, we bless you for these things. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the privilege of prayer. Thank you for the ministry we've enjoyed. Thank you for fellowship together. Lord, we bless you for this year.
Yes.
And we just ask, wash us from sin. Fill us anew with your Holy Spirit. Enable us as we go from this year into another new year to live and glorify you in all that we say and do. For we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are a faithful God. You're unchanging. You know us inside and out. We thank you that you are with us through the rough times and the storms. We thank you that you are God who never leaves and you promise that you never forsake us. And you are with us. And we thank you that you are with each one of us now. Through whatever has happened during the year, we thank you that we are here in your house. And thank you that we can continue to worship and praise you.
Amen.
Father, we do thank you for the privilege of knowing you. Mm-hmm. Lord, we thank you that we've had in your house tonight in your presence. Mm-hmm. We thank you for the family of God. Mm-hmm. And Lord, we thank you for surely you are our Ebenezer. You brought us thus far, and as we sang today, you're taking us to glory. We're marching on as Christian soldiers, going forward as to war. Yes, we're in a battle, and yet, Lord, we have our eyes fixed on the commanding officer, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Lord, this world is changing, it's dark, it's unpredictable. And I thank you tonight, Father God, that we look up, we don't look forward, we look upward. And in looking upward, Lord, we have a certain, sure future. And although the world is like sand, Lord, in many, many places, in many ways, Lord, we don't know what to expect next. And yet, we can be absolutely sure and certain that this next year will be exactly the same as we look up. You are the same God, yesterday, today, and forever. Day by day you walk with us. Surely Jesus is my Lord and Saviour. Walk side by side. Not even side by side, you're within us. And we know you, Lord, and you speak to us. And we know for sure that, Lord, whatever happens in this coming year, you never change and we can always depend on you. Lord, what a privilege to know that. With all our heart, that whatever comes, we can stand firm. Because of the faith you've given us, the gift of faith in Christ. Lord, we will try out tonight. Change us. Lord, mould us. Keep us on that potter's wheel. And make us the men and women of God you want us to be. Lord, if we want to jump off, don't let us, Lord. Keep us in your precious will. Lord, that we will be powerful and effective women of God. salt and light of this dark and unsavoury world. Thank you for the privilege of being able to pray prayers that you put on our hearts with a confidence that our God hears and answers prayer. What can we do, Lord, but we bow down and we worship and we say, Lord, have your way. Thy will be done in this church, in our lives, in our families. Wherever we go, Lord, may we take the power of God unto salvation, the gospel. Oh, Father, praise your holy name. Words seem so little, and yet, Lord, they're not just words. By your grace, we're throwing ourselves at your feet tonight, and we're saying, thank you for keeping us. Draw us ever closer, and be glorified in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 269, I do not know what lies ahead. I do not know what lies ahead, the way I cannot see. Yet one stands near to be my guide, he'll show the way to me. I know who holds the future, and he'll guide me with his hand. With God things don't just happen, everything by him is planned. So as I face tomorrow, with his problems large and small, I'll trust the God of miracles, give to him my all. I do not know how many days of life are mine to spend, but one who knows and cares for me will keep me to the end. I know who holds the future, and he'll guide me with his hand. With God things don't just happen, everything by him is planned. So as I face tomorrow, with his problems large and small, I'll trust the God of miracles, give to him my all. I do not know the course ahead, what joys and griefs are there, but one is near who fully knows, I'll trust his loving care. I know who holds the future, and he'll guide me with his hand. With God things don't just happen, everything by him is planned. So as I face tomorrow, with his problems large and small, I'll trust the God of miracles, give to him my all.
Amen. I'm going to read from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 to 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Now, we know that when a passage begins with a therefore, it's saying, well, what have I just said? And previously, Paul has talked about God raising up Jesus Christ at the resurrection. And believing God's word by faith because of the resurrection, because of God's words,
I believe, therefore I spoke. Therefore we do not lose heart. It's very easy to lose heart. It's very easy to lose your faith. It's very easy to lose your confidence. But Paul says, because of the power of God, we do not lose heart. Our outward man is perishing. I'm sorry to tell you, folks, but you look a year older tonight than you did when you were last here. And I dare say, if you're still here in a year's time, I'll be able to say the same again. And you'll say it of me, because my outward man, my body, is decaying and getting older. It is, dare I say, approaching the grave. That's the outward man. Yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. The spirit within me is as young and as youthful and energetic and dynamic as it ever was, but it's inside this aging body. To me, 2023 sounds way off in the future. You know, we ought to be living on the moon by then, but we're not, because it's going to be in 10 minutes' time. And it might be, if the Lord gives me the time and you don't sack me, in the year 2033, I'm still here. And this service probably hasn't changed. I'm still quoting from Puritan generals and singing from Sankey. And I will be even older then. Our bodies will be older. But the inner man will be even more transformed and even more renewed than he is today. He says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. The lives we live are lives of affliction. I'm not sure we can ever get through any 24-hour period without some problem or difficulty or trial or obstacle in our way. Now, you might say, well, Paul can speak for himself. My afflictions are not light. You read the biography of Paul. Beaten, shipwrecked, stoned, despised, abused, eventually executed. How can he say those afflictions were light? Well, because they are but for a moment. We know that some lives are cut cruelly short, but even if you live to 120, by the standards of eternity, your afflictions are but for a moment. In contrast, the exceeding and eternal weight of glory makes whatever afflictions and trials you go through pale into insignificance. If only we could know the riches and the splendor of the glory, the very presence of Christ to which we are heading, whatever we go through here on earth, says Paul, it really is nothing. And he is a man who knew suffering. Verse 18, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but that the things which are not seen, that doesn't appear to make sense, does it? We know that some things are visible and some things are invisible. Angels, most of the time, are invisible. God, right now, is for us invisible. Love and joy and peace, you can't see them. They are invisible. And Paul says, we do not look at things which are seen, but that things which are not seen, through the eyes of faith, we are beholding that invisible world which cannot currently be seen or touched or heard, but it's coming. There is a new heavens and a new earth wherein righteousness dwells, and that is where the Christian is heading. And by faith, that is what we're looking at. And when you look up, the afflictions and trials through which you go, you see them in the correct proportion. You see them for what they are. You look down in the gutter, you look down in the mire, and you'll give afflictions and trials a disproportionate significance and importance. They are temporal, they are temporary,
And although Paul does not make the point here, we have a second victory because God uses those difficulties to sanctify us. The horrible times through which we go is a wonderful stage upon which we are being perfected. So Paul says that the trials and the things of this world, don't look at them. Look up. Look at those things which cannot be seen. But I can't see them. What he means is believe on them. Believe in them. Focus upon them. Live for them. If you can see it, you can't keep it. It is fading away. If you can't see it, one day you will keep it forever. He says, for the things which are seen are temporary. I love this chapel, but you know what? It's temporary. One day it will get blown up or knocked down or blown down or abandoned or become some rich bloke's second home. I don't know, not on our watch, of course, but who knows? But the invisible, the meeting with Christ every time we gather together, that we will keep on doing in eternity. But the things which are not seen are eternal. 2022 is about to pass away. And 2023 only has a 12-month shelf life. And if we're still here in 24 and 25, the same can be said for all of them. And you know what? Each of those years is going to have its own little collection of horrors for us to go through. But they are temporal. The promises of God in the Bible are eternal. That's what you need to look at in 2023. If you think God is going to exempt you from trial in 2023, wake up and read your Bible. You're not exempt. But if you can understand, they are but temporary. You know, could you go back to you in the womb and say, look, you're going to go through a horrible experience right now. It's going to be even worse for your mum. But it's all going to be worth it. You would, because it was. And 2023, I don't know what's going to happen. You know, we stood here at the beginning of 2020. Lord, we give this year to you. Within 3 months, we're all prisoners in our own homes. I don't know what 2023 is going to hold, but I do know it's temporal. And I do know that whatever life throws at us, God will use it to improve you. In faith, I say thank God for 2023. And I'm glad 2022 is over. For me, it was a horrible year. But I can also say I thank God for 2022. For his grace was sufficient for me. And my weakness was made perfect through his strength. It is 11:58. Let's be found in prayer when that hour strikes. Do please pray, if you could keep it to a half a minute or a minute so as many people can pray. That'll be good. And at some point we'll close in song.
Father, we just thank you for those words of the hymn that says, Lord, for the years your hand has kept and guided, urged and inspired, kept us on our way. And Father, we just give you thanks. We give you thanks for coming in the future, because as we know, we've signed you all, each of us, hands, and we just give you all the praise and glory in the presence of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you've always been with us, Lord. There's good times, and sometimes we have bad times, but you're with us, Lord. Because you said you'd never leave us, nor forsake us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blessings that we've had, Lord. And thank you for bringing us through those difficult times. And as we look to the new year, Lord, we pray, Lord, we know that you will be with us again, Lord.
And we pray that you will use us for your honour and for your glory, Lord. And pray especially for my family, Lord, and I'm sure others here are members of their family that don't yet know you as Savior. Oh, Father, I pray, Lord, that this might be a year, the new year will be a year where families, our families, will come to know and love you, Lord. Oh, Father. I ask it, Lord, in your precious and worthy name of Jesus. Thank you.
Yeah. Amen.
Lord, we thank you for this chapel in the middle corner of the hill. Lord, we just pray for this community, for this coming year. We just pray that as we outreach to them, I just pray that you would make yourself known to them in this community. Lord, we just pray that your light would shine in their lives.
Amen.
Help us, dear God, to walk with you every day, to spend time in your word, to spend time in prayer, to spend time in obedience to you. Lord, keep us true to you. Keep us faithful throughout this coming year, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Lord, I echo that prayer. I pray that 2023 will be a year in which so many of the people we've prayed for will find you. Yes. That people in this area, perhaps who are living without hope, might find the hope which is in you. Mm. Oh Lord, move again in this area, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So Father, I just pray that help each one of us live here, Lord, with shining lights for you, Lord, to be able to tell others of your love and your mercy and your grace. Oh, Lord, we pray. Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Well, I would be the first to wish you a happy new year. I pray that God would bless each and every one of you in this year, and he'd bless your families and your homes, and also those who are not here. Let's close by singing a hymn from the screen.
Come on earth as is above, who is
Let's say the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Amen, and God bless you.